some plans to get Steph and then kind of some like contact practice. I was just curious with the schedule, like, you know, what the plan is for him to get into those, because I know you obviously aren't going to like practice as a team.
He's going to play tomorrow morning here before we go to Dallas. So there'll be whatever players and coaches who are available will play. Rick will evaluate him, and then that's the next step.
Is it five on five?
I think 5-on-5. That's the plan. Don't quote me on that.
Yeah.
I think we would like for it to be 5-on-5, but that's going to be determined by Rick. So, yeah, I'm not sure.
This seems like a major checkpoint.
Yeah.
I mean, can you feel his return kind of looming to it?
I think tomorrow's probably the big day, and we'll know more at that point.
If all goes well tomorrow, do you have like a date in mind where you hope he will come back?
Again, that'll be up to Rick and Steph. We'll see how tomorrow goes.
Do you know yet for tonight on Draymond, Melton, and Post?
Post is in. Not sure on Draymond and Melton.
You've had a lot of games like this over the years where you're playing a former player, maybe who has gotten traded midseason, maybe not. Is there anything special that you do to tell the team or any message that you have in particular for a game like this?
No, there's nothing special. This is common in the NBA. Kristaps has gone through this literally on every stop of this So. It's all part of the league. I saw Buddy today at the hotel. Had a great chat with him. He's one of the greatest guys ever. Just such an amazing teammate and a guy to coach, and so beloved in our locker room. I haven't seen JK yet, but I look forward to seeing him out there. It's a weird business. You get to know people, and there's so much at stake, and people come and go, and you build personal relationships with them, and sometimes the basketball part works out, sometimes it doesn't, and you hope that the relationships are able to withstand all that tumult that comes with this business, and then you really hope for guys to find success elsewhere, because it's pretty meaningful, for their families, for themselves, for their career. So I root for all the guys who either trade or move on from us. I want people to do well. I want people to succeed. And I understand that circumstances dictate an awful lot. And so everyone's doing their best.
It's only been a few games. What have you seen from JK in here?
I haven't watched much of Atlanta because obviously we're on a back-to-back, and we've been preparing for every other team that we've faced on this trip, and got in at 3 a.m. last night, so I can't give you a
scouting report.
much of a scouting report.
Jalen Johnson has been a late scratch, so he's got left floor information. Just obviously he's had such a breakout season. How much does that change for them?
I don't know. You got to talk to Quinn about that. For us, it's a big deal in terms of our scouting report. I mean, he obviously is a very ball-dominant, efficient, great player. A lot of guard-to-guard screen and rolls with him handling at 6'10". It's really a problem. They beat us in San Francisco, whatever it was, 8 weeks ago. And they got into the paint at will, and the penetration hurt us, the pick and roll, the guard stuff really hurt us. So, they've got other guys. I mean, Nikhil's having an amazing season, and I think C.J. McCollum has been great for them. The veteran experience, playoff experience, he's such a pro, he's such a great teammate. Everything I've heard about him from Terry, we know how big of an impact CJ has made here. So I'm just impressed. They're rolling right now. I know last night was a tough loss, but 11 in a row before that, they're doing a great job.
Coach, just on Jamin, he's had a breakout season and he was an all-star this season. And I said to him earlier in this year, he reminded me a little bit of Scottie Pippen, the way that he plays. He's a sort of point forward, he's 6'9", he's athletic, he can hit the three. You played with Scottie. I just wondered if you sort of have seen any similarities in their game.
You're talking about Jalen?
Yes.
Yeah. I think anytime you get a guy that size who can handle the ball and see the floor, it's a devastating combination. And I think there's some comparisons to be made. I don't know him well enough, him being in the East. I've only seen him live a few times, so tough for me to make that comparison. But the length and the athleticism and the feel, it all appears to be there, and that's why he's an all-star player.
Hi, Steve.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good.
As you said earlier, you sort of separate the basketball and the personal. You sort of separate the personal and the basketball. How would you sort of characterize your relationship with Jonathan? Obviously, the basketball didn't work out with the Warriors, but you've always, in the past, spoken highly of him personally. Given all this, now that the dust has sort of settled, how do you?
I like Jonathan. We always got along well. The basketball part was the hard part. We couldn't quite offer him what he needed, and vice versa. You know, we were a championship team. He needed a lot of freedom in 35 minutes and make mistakes and grow and learn because he came in with very little experience, and we just couldn't offer him that. Bottom line, trying to defend a championship after his rookie year, so we offered him what we could, which was 25 minutes and maybe a role that he didn't love, and it was never comfortable for either party on the basketball floor. So on a personal level, he was great. He's a really good guy. Got along well. We had our share of conversations about basketball that we had our differences, but on a personal level, we all root for him here. Well liked in our locker room, and I'm sure the guys are looking forward to seeing him.
Where do you think Brandon's at on this road trip? How do you think he's going to play?
I think it's a great experience for Brandon. I mean, 20 games without Steph. I think where he is in his career, he's proven he can help drive winning. I think that's been apparent during his third year?
Third.
Yeah. It's been apparent. He does a lot of things that can help drive winning. He is, in my mind, really exploring how good he can become and what type of player he wants to become. And I think you've seen lots of hiccups along the way where he's trying things that aren't working. But playing without Steph for 20 games is going to expose some of that. So in my mind right now, where he is if he's playing off Steph, off of the ball, if he's playing more of a secondary ball handler role, he's really good. He does a lot of things that other players don't do. He's got a knack. When he tries to be too on ball, you see him get into some trouble. You see the warts, and this is all part of being a young player. And then I think for him, he has to sort through all of that and the idea of what it means to be on a team and explore this stuff, explore your own game while also trying to help the team win. And that's a complex thing. And so this is a very interesting time for him, for sure.
Good.
Thank you.
Thanks.